Now you're listening to the Juan Yala Show.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the second episode of the new season of the Juan Yala Show. I am your host, Juan Yala, Latino man. For everybody tuning in worldwide, I just want to say a big dímelo, que lo que, sapase, que wala, entonces que, konnichiwa, año ni ha, brivet, shalom, wagwa, benvindu, mulishani, guten tag, hello, and what's poppin'? It's the Juan Yala Show. We out here. Emmy nominated. Anthony Limoji in the building.
What's going on?
Hi.
What's going on?
We have like five cameras running at 4K, one running at 6K right now.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Got all the cameras.
Editing. Who's doing this editing?
Yes.
Are you doing the editing? This is Anthony. Anthony got this one.
And
this is a lot.
How you feel?
This is crazy.
How you
good and nervous.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because it is a special episode. Because we do have very famous actor, hilarious comedian, social media personality, entrepreneur. Ladies and gentlemen, Juan Bago.
I'm also very nervous because you said you're using 6K.
Yeah.
I have never been in front of a camera of 6K, so I'm a little nervous
myself. It's just going to showcase your pores a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If I don't, I'd probably get a facial, but it's all good. You know, I'm good.
It's all good.
It's fine.
What is the skincare routine for Juan Bago?
You know, I got to tell you, until recently, I really didn't have one. Mm. I was just very whatever. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, I do the scrubby scrub.
Okay, yeah.
And sure then, shout out to Jamie Fernandez, Jay Furner.
Shout out to Jay Furner. Yeah.
Who has this little roller thingy. I forgot what it is. It's like a rock special oval thing.
And
you roll it, and it can kind of get rid of some of the stuff here. So it's like two of them. It's like that. And then I'll do that once every 3 days or so. And then I just put some lotion in there. Nothing major.
There you go.
All right.
Because some people, they don't know that they need their own face lotion. They use body lotion on their face and they're wondering why they
grow. That's weird.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Like some people need to unlearn all like the old stuff. You can't use bars of soap on your face either.
No, if you use that too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then like you're aging like one of the Olsen twins, you feel me? And you don't want that.
That's right. Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's looking like Wanda, you know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
With a part in their face.
Yeah. Very great.
Your sister's gonna kick our ass if we keep talking.
Yeah, she might
come in here and you know.
This is true.
Yeah,
did you see Doctor Strange, the new one?
No, I'm not into the.
You're not into the whole.
No, once in a while.
Scorsese's team.
Oh no, 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 not even that. No, not even that. No, not even that. I saw Superman. No, not Superman. I'm sorry. I saw Batman, the latest one.
Okay.
Good. I mean, you know. I mean, it is what it is, you know. Mm. But I can't really comment on that. Like I have friends. My circle is all into that. And, like, you know, sometimes we'll do some Zoom meetings, but prior they'll talk about the films, and I'm just there like, wow. And it's funny because a lot of comedians are into that as well. And then you get to see that other side. I'm like, wow, y'all take it really, real. It's like deep dive. Like, some people really get offended if it's not pulled off.
I mean, I'm right. A little, you know.
Right. You know what I mean? And you feel like they're part of, like, they invested in it.
Because they want that, like, comic book aesthetic. They want to nerd out to the accuracy.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? But some of them deep dive so hard and look for those details that it kind of ruins the experience. You know
right,
what I'm
right.
Oh, he's not wearing the right color that he wore in issue number 17. Oh.
Right.
You know, it's just like, bro, like, are you serious? Then you run on Twitter and then they're like giving it like one star.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, it's not that serious.
Isn't it this one where like there's different, like he can go to different dimensions, different stuff?
Yeah.
Which then brings up these arguments of like, nah, it's not possible because if he goes there in 1942, it's a lot. It's a lot of deep dive and a lot. Like,
okay.
I just want to film, I watch it.
I think you're live.
You know what?
Crunchy.
Let's address a lot of elephants in the room right now. Your mic just fell. I had to take off my glasses.
Right.
So midway, people were like, what the fuck happened to Anthony?
The mic condom fell out.
The mic condom.
But yeah, that was Dr. Universe that did that,
that's
right? Whatever his name is, he did that.
Dr. Universe.
Dr. Strange.
Which one is it? Which doctor is it?
Is he a pediatrician?
Doctor who?
See, I want to see that type of film. You know what I mean? I want to see.
Did it fall off again? It might fall off.
Oh, wait, no. Dr. Strange was a surgeon.
Oh, he's a surgeon. Right, he's a surgeon.
Yeah. But what about the other doctors? Are they strange too?
There you go.
There are there different types of feelings. There's one called Dr. Normal.
There you go.
You see?
Dr. Hysterical.
Dr. Hysterical.
Dr. Sad.
Dr. Sad.
It's like, what do you want to do, Dr. Depression? I don't want to go into the multiverse today.
Wow. I know. Is it sure, y'all OD'd. Yeah.
That's a black and white movie right there.
Yeah, straight up.
Really sounds like me last summer. So, what's new with you, Juan? What's going on with you, man? You've been doing a lot lately, man.
I brought a human into this world.
Congratulations.
Go, Dad.
Genius of me to wait till my 40s to do it, right? So it's like, you know, but it puts a lot of things in perspective. You know what I mean? Like, it makes you, you know, see the bigger picture in that sense. Just seeing this new, you know, creature in there. So now it's like, you know, being Dominican, being having parents of immigrants and the way they raised me.
Wow.
So I'm like trying to, I appreciate my parents, I appreciate my father, but now I'm trying to like unlearn. I love the unlearning, so yes. I'm trying to unlearn some of the ways I grew up.
Oh yeah,
and be able to be the best, you know, version of a human being so that he's not in his 30s still going to a therapist because the way I brought him up. So that, you know what I mean?
For sure.
If I can cut that, then it's like, okay, cool.
That's great.
I'm the same way with my little man. Like, I can't see myself being like, hinkate, like, what?
What? Really? First of all, pause.
Wait. If you're Dominican out there and you heard that word, that like takes you there.
PTSD.
Man, yo, that word is just like, I roll up in a ball. Like I just, that word right there just gets me.
Yeah, it's a traumatizing word. It's pretty crazy. For what a lot of people don't understand is, hinkate was just a Dominican way of solving child adolescent issues back in the day.
It was.
And what that was, oh, you didn't bring them the control on time, maybe? Or, you know.
Or you forgot to take the chicken out of the fridge so your mom could cook it?
You forgot to take the chicken out of the fridge? You know what I'm
saying?
You know, I think they got a word for that now. I don't know.
man. Yeah. So full circle, I'm just really happy being a pops and enjoying every moment of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just trying to be creative. That's it, man. You know, so that's it. You know, post-COVID world, you know? Those 2 years did some, you know, it's almost like in a way where it's like we were discussing earlier. We were just saying like how like every year you knew it was like, all right, next year I'm going to do this. It's going to do a screening. We'll do that and do this. And then those 2 years were like, so it's kind of like adapting and understanding it. Some pros out of it where it's like you don't have to have meetings face-to-face. You could do the Zooms. But then the other thing is like sometimes you just want to go out and network or just go to, you know, an open mic. And then it's just, what we used to take for granted is kind of we're trying to adapt still, right? You know? Right, and then now we got monkeypox. So we don't know,
you know
what we have to, what's that era is going to bring in. You know what I mean?
How do you get the monkeypox?
I heard sex.
So
that would do it.
It's in Switzerland and it's in, where else did they find it?
To the United States.
Queens.
And
Queens. Yeah. There's one case.
I'm just saying, who is out there smashing monkeys? Raw dog.
But why is it called monkeypox?
I got it from Smashing Monkeys.
Is that right?
I have three questions. My three questions are about the monkeypox. And if y'all want, we could drop the subject and keep it moving after this.
Sure.
But my three questions are, why would you smash a monkey, right? Important question. I asked the important question.
That's an important question.
Of course. You have to.
Two. Why would you smash the monkey raw?
Okay.
I'm going to smash that monkey, but I'm not going to protect myself is what they thought.
Right.
Three. How did they course the monkey
into smashing
bananas.
That's true. The game of bananas. He played some Drake and offered him some candles and offered him some bananas.
Oh my god, yo!
I like to move it, move it.
Had the fucking Madagascar oh twerking on him. Hey,
that was the porn. That was the porn.
That was the porn. Was the Madagascar. And Madagascar playing in the background.
That is.
How does excellent, Vanessa Monkey?
Excellent question. Yeah. There should be a documentary on that and find out. Well, do they know who Patient Zero is?
Because he got to get roasted, bro. He got to get dressed.
Oh, no, I'm sure he's getting roasted. His generals are getting roasted already. Yo. So, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of roasting going on already.
His nuts has got to be roasted.
So, yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have to fear that as well. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard something about, like, not the side effects, but what you get is way, like, there's more fear because I guess the does something to your
you see the bumps in your skin.
You see the bumps and all of that, and people are more vain, so they're more afraid to have the scars of all that than COVID, obviously, which is something that you get whatever. But it's like people are like, oh, I think people are gonna be more mindful not to get the monkey because they don't want, you know, people are vain in that.
I mean,
I think
I would be mindful to not get the monkeypox.
Wait, in your theory, you're saying that monkeypox, someone has sex with a monkey. Mm-hmm. So chickenpox is having sex with a chicken?
I'm just saying.
That's good. That's
a good question. I think somebody was on a farm one day and maybe some city girls was playing in the background.
Oh, wow.
And a chicken started twerking or something. Right. And the farm, you know, maybe had a long day. Maybe milked a couple cows, was already feeling horny. That chicken got the cape. I don't know. Mm. What does the fuck?
So we got to blame farmers for a lot of these things going on here, right?
You know, true. I think
yo,
farmers,
he took the term chicken head literally, yo. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going there. I like this. This is the type of show I like this, yo. Yeah.
This is crazy. I mean, it's almost as crazy as the 1.4 billion pounds of cheese that's actually hidden underground in Springfield, Missouri. You didn't know about this?
No, I did not know about this.
Ellie, you didn't know about this?
I had no idea.
Yeah, so apparently the government hid 1.4 billion pounds of cheese underground in a bunker in Springfield, Missouri. You can Google this. And the reason was...
Yeah, I want to know what the reason is.
They've been doing this apparently since the 1970s. And that's how long they've been hoarding cheese. They have American, Swiss, and cheddar, I believe. And the reason was because I think that they were trying to, like, the inflation was happening. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to collect as much cheese as they can so they can basically flip it. It was basically like sneaker trading, but with blocks
for
of cheese.
With this blocks is, of government
wow.
cheese?
This
cheese
is X? Where, this is where government cheese comes from.
Oh.
Because they have so much in reserve
shit.
That they can provide for everybody in America.
And cheese only gets better the older it gets, from
some,
what I
some
hear.
Cheese.
I could only imagine what those bunkers smell like right now.
That's a bad animals. Job to have.
Ooh, yeah.
You have to yeah. Be, yeah, wow. You so what is it now? Like... Yeah, they're gonna release the cheese. Are they
gonna release them as NFTs? What are they gonna do?
NF cheese.
Yo, this is where it goes. Yo, that's the name of the show. That's the title of the episode. NF cheese. There, done. We're
gonna see Elon Musk down there. I would buy.
Yo, that's crazy.
Gary Vee's gonna see the title on Twitter.
Oh my God, he's buying cheese. Are you kidding me?
We have for the first time ever at the Juan Ayala show. We have a live studio audience question.
Whoa. Yes. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Have you guys?
Wait. You gotta state your name, gangster.
Yeah. What's your name?
Light Goddess.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you guys heard about the sperm bank that's gonna be on the moon?
The sperm bank
is gonna be on the moon. Did not hear about it.
So scientists are trying to spend about $6.7 million to take sperm from every species on Earth and store it on the moon.
What in the Noah's Ark fuck is this?
Just in case we decide to like lose our shit and the world comes to an end, at least they can repopulate everything that's gonna be underneath the moon's surface. You guys didn't hear about this?
No. Yo,
no.
QAnon is so fucking useless, yo. Look at the bullshit they focus on. Like, oh, Hillary's emails, and there's so much better shit to focus on, and they don't.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
But wait, when you say that they're gonna have sperm from every, so they're gonna have like, when it comes to humans, there's just gonna be one sperm?
Oh, you know what kind of sperm they're getting.
Well, I don't work for NASA, so I can't, like, technically answer that question. No, of course not. But they're calling it the modern global insurance policy.
Right.
And they're just taking samples from every living thing on Earth and storing it just in case.
Right. Because I asked because there's a Netflix documentary called Father, I believe, mm-hmm. and it was about this guy who was using his own sperm for women that wanted to have kids, but he was using his. So he had like 50 grown
adults
that looked like him because it was him. So
yeah.
I say to say is like, if you're the chosen one to be your sperm, and then whatever happens, you're going to have a civilization that looks like
yeah,
there's going to be a Juan. There's going to be millions of Juans in the future because they picked your chosen sperm.
Oh, shit.
That's a great responsibility to have.
That is.
Yo, he was like, yo, I'm literally the Sims expansion pack, yo. Yeah. I'm the, all the Sims DLC.
Yo,
that's me.
Dude, there's going to be a whole race of Juans. You know what I mean? It's just going to be you. Right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yo.
I need to sign up for that. I'm going to sign up for that, yo. I'm trying to get in there. Like, yo, use my sperm.
Yo, that's crazy.
I believe that shit about the moon, though, because what that Matt Damon movie, is it Elysium? There's a Matt Damon movie where, like, all the rich people move to, like, the moon or just, like, a ring.
Oh,
I think it's Elysium.
No. The Matt Damon one?
Yeah.
No. Martian. Right? Where he's trapped on Mars?
No, no, no. There's one where basically like the rich live on the moon and the poor live on Earth.
Okay, that's
there's like
then, yeah.
a revolution what? Or something like that. I really do think that's
I mean, hey, all these billionaires, they go,
that's
they
what
go,
I'm saying.
Well, they fake go in space. They literally just, like, they do a U turn. They go up in the sky and they do a U turn. Like, hey, we were in space.
Right.
I mean,
right.
if they, you know. But yeah, I could see that.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff Bezos is collecting sperm for Amazon on the morning.
Did you hear about Elon Musk trying to join the Super Mile High Club?
Wait, what's the Super Mile High Club?
Well, apparently what happened was somebody came forward. I don't know if she was a flight attendant or just worked for him, probably doing some tech stuff,
mm-hmm.
Or was a passenger experiencing the space flight, SpaceX thing situation. Mm-hmm. But apparently he tried to expose himself.
Yes,
to her.
I saw that. Yeah, it happened last, like it came out last week where, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it was. So he's trying to be in a.
Were they floating upside down when he did it?
True.
Oh, meaning in space. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Was it zero gravity exposure?
Right.
Yeah, that's tricky.
You know, what was right. going on?
Have people had sex? I mean, real question, have they yeah. had sex?
In space? I'm sure it's happened, yeah.
I think he was trying to be the first to do
unofficially,
it.
Right? Right.
Mm.
Mm. Interesting.
Because you float around a lot, but I could see y'all getting in the mood and then just a wall smacking y'all out of nowhere. Because you're just floating, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you have to like have certain equilibrium and shit to do.
You gotta
yeah,
have equilibrium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you gotta do twice. I think you have to do twice as much work because
yeah, definitely.
You don't get no bounce back because there's right. no cushion. It's like you ever had sex on the floor, there's no cushion.
There's
yeah. no cushion,
yeah,
so there's no like bounce back. So you gotta
yeah.
like but because you're in the air, you just stay there, but then you got to really lift and drop.
And yeah.
So it's a lot of arm strength. So I think
you
got to
like really pull down. Yeah. yeah
it's
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
like
that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's like when the Wii came out and everybody's like, "Oh my god, you can move the controls." And then like 15 minutes into Mario Party, you're like, "My forearms hurt." You know what
this
I mean?
This is very true.
Yeah.
So the idea of having sex in space is awesome, but the actual execution
right
is more. You know
it's
what
more
mean?
Work. Yeah,
it's a lot of course.
It's almost like you brag about it, but in back of your mind, you're like, yo, that shit was awesome.
It's right, right. It's like,
yeah,
it's like,
you're
like
yo, you had sex in space. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That shit was
like, you're like, that's all right.
It's like saying you had sex on the beach. It's actually really uncomfortable.
Yo, yes.
Of course, yeah.
All
yeah.
that sand, yo, that like, yeah, man.
Or sex in a car, a small car.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
yeah.
You get oh, man.
Sex on a plane?
That
Everyone
too.
Wants
the bathroom,
to do it.
That's a tight room.
It's not fun.
It sounds
tight.
Cool in theory, but in practice,
it's
yeah.
like, you know the level of horny you gotta be to do that. You get what I'm saying? I think at that point, you just wanna get it done. I don't think it's about the situation or the.
Yeah, I think
it's
at that point, you have a checklist. Yeah, you have a checklist.
Yeah,
you have
it's checklist. About like the notch in the belt.
It's like
yeah,
not even the act, it's more of the, hey, by the way, I had sex on the plane last right. week.
Oh, that's
oh
so
shit.
Cool.
But then again, it's like one of those, yeah, but it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? It's like.
Right. The lady was knocking on the door.
yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
So it's like, whatever.
That's bugged out, man.
Mm-hmm. That is bugged out. Yo, you know if you have sex in space, like you could do like twirl and shit. You should. Maybe not. You see, you I think could. Again, that probably sounds cooler.
Yeah.
What if you travel?
Well, you need to get an astronaut on the next episode, and these are the type of important questions
this is
you
true.
Need to ask them.
Yeah. This is true.
You know what I mean?
We have to ask these astronauts. Yeah. What direction is my jizz gonna go?
Right.
When I'm busting it out in space. You feel me? Is it gonna go up, down? Am I gonna have to dodge? Right. I'm shooting it out. Is it gonna float back up?
Right. Like, I don't is it gonna know. Bounce back? Is it just gonna like
yeah,
trail?
Yeah,
these
yeah.
are the important questions.
And the other question is like, all right. If you can't catch it, how long is it in the air for? You know what I mean? Like, right, you could right. be there for 3
Does it
more
decompose?
Weeks. God it, damn. Like, right. It's still there.
Oh, my God. It's growing.
Jesus.
Right.
Right. Damn.
It's, word. It's growing into a creature.
Yeah. That's just there floating. The sperm is like a tadpole.
Word. That's how Dead Space starts.
Yes.
Dead
Space.
There's a like an Alien 4.
That's, yeah.
That's crazy.
My eye.
So, you've been putting out a lot of projects lately. Aside from everything else,
yes.
I actually want to. Yeah, let's get back to.
Oh my God! Right. Yes.
Oh my God! Yo! Oh my God! Yes. Yo, you're here.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm so sorry. And
hey, please.
Yeah.
Understandable. We're there's a lot of important questions about life, and we addressed a couple of them right now. So definitely.
Yeah. For sure. I'm glad we got to those.
Yes, of course.
You know, yeah. Because those needed to be discussed.
I knew you had that, built, like it was building up. You had to get it off your chest. And it's like, I'm here, of course.
I've been asking myself these questions in silent.
Yeah. You know, it's the worst, right? When you're around the house and you're by yourself, like, God damn it, I need a couple people feel like to bounce these questions off.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Three questions about monkey punks. Mm-hmm.
You know? Right. Zero gravity jizz. Write that down.
Right. Space sex.
You know what I'm saying? Space sex. Yeah. This is what I'm talking about on the podcast.
Inquiring minds.
It's on the. You know. It's in the Twitter drafts. You don't like. You don't actually send.
Put that shit out.
No.
But yeah, speaking of social media,
yes,
you have been blowing up ever since you started doing your parodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of them. I think they're super hilarious.
Thank you.
You and your boy O.
Yes.
You were taking over Twitter. You had the heights in a headlock when y'all were dropping your videos.
Yes.
All
the
time.
We were.
You guys made it pop it. Yeah.
You feel me?
Hooked on the lotion girls. Yeah.
That's right.
Dominion Heights.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Those were those were good times. Those were good times.
Still here.
Yeah, wow.
You feel me?
You did your research.
I didn't do my homework in high school, but I made up for it.
You put it to good use.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was hilarious, yo.
Thank you.
Started from the bottom, we still here.
Yes.
Yo. And y'all go to the radio station, which is mad dope. Shout out to L Bugs. I'm sorry, beard hair. What is L Bugs doing now?
He's with Power, and he's also with Ebro. He works with Ebro and Apple One, is it?
That's dope.
But that's a guy that's been he was literally putting in the work for years upon years. And I remember we sort of because the whole thing was it was around that time when we were doing that video. It was around that time where it was like the perception, right? The perception, like they're rappers, they got all that money, they got all that car. So we wanted to kind of flip it and make it like for us, like we were doing the parody thing and we were like, yo, we are in the radio station, la, 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 the opportunity. And then that's where Elbows was like, yeah, yo, clean the toilet, do this, do that. And we're like, all right. But it was a lot of fun. Doing all those videos were like, to me, it was a lot of fun. And also kudos because we would do it at the studio that took the sound really, and they took it serious.
Right.
And they took doing the video serious. Because you can definitely see some of these parodies that are out there that were done either on the phone or on the whim.
Right.
And it's like, all right, cool. The lyrics, awesome. But that was the time we really took the music production and the video production. And we end up having 7 videos that were on television. Rather, it was going to be Moondogs or MTV3 or Music Choice. And it was kudos to the production of what we were doing. So
that's amazing, yo. Mm-hmm. That's really, really dope. And I like the direction that you took it because it wasn't every day that we got to see people like us from our culture being represented in that kind of fashion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In HD. Let's just say it like
in HD.
Because if you look
grainy, yes, but HD, yes.
It was nice grainy, 720, 1080p, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. No, well, sometimes it was 720.
What was like the biggest Dominican hit up until then that had came out that was really popular was like Sankey Panky. And then that shit was just like really bad quality. You feel me?
Yo, you know what's so funny? You mentioned that. There was like at that time where there was a bunch of movies coming from DR over there that was like quality wasn't the quality wasn't their priority.
Right, it wasn't.
It was the storytelling.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was like, damn, yo, it's tough to have people come over and everything like that. It's mad dark, like it's dark, and you just, it was tough. It was tough.
Right.
But yeah, at that time, it was really, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because now, for the last 4 or 5 years, Dominican Republic films.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, like we were saying, having the soundstage in Hollywood be in Dominican Republic and having some of these quality productions. But back then, you're right. It was no quality like, was not. All those films, they didn't care. It was just they were done and that was it. Maybe it was because they did it in film and they couldn't really afford the budget to really, you know, go all out. But right. it was around that time that was like that.
Definitely the resources too, for sure. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, resources too was another thing.
Yeah.
But you definitely elevated it and you set like a standard for parodies because it's true. Everything that wasn't that at the time was just either a YouTube clip or then when Vine came out, then people tried to start doing parodies again, but it wasn't hitting like that.
Right. It's tough. And I think even now it's tough because I remember talking to Ray Dell. You just mentioned it. With Vine, with Instagram, with all memes, it's hard now to do a parody because in order to really hit, and if you think about it, to do a parody now of like 2.5 minutes, people just want that quick, fast.
Yeah,
and you'll get, because it's like, you gotta look at it as a consumer, like we're on our phones and something happens or there's a video or whatever and it's a meme, it's gonna hit you with that laugh. To go ahead, go in a studio or produce something, go ahead. And by the time it comes out, it's already 3 weeks. People already have been seeing a lot of memes and little clips, 6 seconds. So you gotta really put it up another notch and have it sort of evergreen and like rich with the comedy. Because if not, if you put something out and it's a 2 minutes, people like at 15 seconds are gonna tap out. They're like, nah, man.
Right. They're gonna be forgettable. Right.
Those memes made me laugh more. So it's more pressure for that. Right. And I remember Riddell was saying it because Riddell said that one of his parodies, the video came out and literally like the next morning he had to go in, write the lyrics. Like it had to be a day. Like the next day. Because that's how the audience is right now. Right.
I think it worked. Quick,
yo, think about it. Like, yo, you gotta realize, like, the consumer for comedy, yo, they're like, I know they're like, yo, make me laugh right now, like, quick. If not, I'm just gonna scroll by. That's it.
Yeah. They got like so much Twitter porn that they can be looking at the same time. That's what you're basically competing with.
You know, if you're a genius, like, that's why sometimes, like, if you think about it, when the Will Smith situation happened, Twitter, like, it's just instant.
Yeah.
And the funniest material. Like, there are the individuals, I don't know how their brains work. I don't know if they have, like, a factory of comedic individuals that are creating stuff. But I laughed so much based on all the material that was coming out.
Yeah.
Because it's such a weird space and time where everybody knows exactly what the joke point is.
Right.
That it was like, they were just landing.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it starts to dwindle little and little. But for that certain point in time,
you have to move quick.
Everybody is one big supercomputer, and someone lands.
Threads are crazy, and
it's
Photoshop
just there.
And the memes, and the GIFs. It's crazy. Yeah.
But imagine you try to do a parody sketch 3 weeks after the fact of that happened.
Right.
People are like, you está cansado. Ya se pasó. So as comedy right now, it's just everyday people's. It's just our brains are wired completely different now.
Right. And it's kind of crazy because for people like us that grew up from Panasonic to DSLRs and going through all of this learning curve to using all this equipment, you feel me? Very expensive stuff.
Now we're up to 6K.
Yeah, and then now you see some like 12-year-old kid just, I'm doing a TikTok on my phone. And then that gets more views than a high-value production. It makes you second guess what the fuck you've been learning your whole career.
You gotta relearn,
you feel me? And then you gotta unlearn.
And relearn.
You shit, yo, it's crazy.
I love that word unlearn, man. Because people don't understand, right? Like, you know, if you don't unlearn, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it's like you gotta unlearn, and it's true. Like, for me, I'm intimidated by TikTok. I can't, like, to me, I'll never forget. There was like, you know how there was like remember the one, the challenge that was like the music where you like, you know, oh, you want mango? Like that whole thing? Dude, I was trying to fuck with TikTok literally took me 2 days to do one TikTok video to the point where my girl's really good. She knew it. But I took so long that I had to depend on my sister to do it. And it horribly, that's how my mind works. I overthink it. Right. But the TikTok to me is a little intimidating.
Right.
It's like, but it's crazy. People are, the same people who are on Instagram that will have like 300,000 followers right. have 4 million, 5 million on TikTok. Yeah.
Well, that's what they use all their TikTok and put it on Instagram. Put that's the game, there, you know? Man. That's the game.
It's crazy. Right? That's why I feel old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I'm trying to be ahead of the curve to make sure that by the time my son is 3 years old, he's going to have the latest technology right. and I can make him go viral. Right. So I think I'm going to take a step back and put all my resources into him.
That could be very profitable and lucrative. Yo, no lie. Yo, fucking opening boxes. Just opening toys.
Right.
You can have your three-year-old opening toys, bro. If you look at Kinder Eggs, bro, look up the chocolate Kinder Eggs and a little toy comes out. The views are in the billions.
Yo, look at Ryan, yo. Ryan
the views
is
are
Ryan.
In the billions, yo.
Yo, Ryan's toys is like...
Billions.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
I'm pivoting. I'm literally going to put all my resources and my knowledge, and I'm just going to put it into my son.
You got to produce your kid, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to draft the contract, so he's giving me 90%.
Joe Jackson
right
over
word.
Here.
Yeah, listen.
I mean, hello, already, you know.
Listen, if there's an issue, you're grounded.
Yeah.
Hey, he
you
got the
you can't product. Touch the money till you're 21 anyway, right?
Right? So 90% like, or you want Pow Pow time?
Yeah, there you go.
You want the gold pill or you want the gold pill?
Right. You want, you know what I'm saying? You want 10% or you want zero. You know what I mean? So it's going to end ugly. But yeah, like, where do you get your stuff? Like, do you have like a couple of account? Like, this is,
you know,
I like this.
I have.
You're good. You're good, bro. Because I follow you and you pull something. And then like a day later, it's like bang bang. And you're
on it.
You're on it. This is why you have this show.
Some might say, you know, I see things premeditated. You feel me? And I'm aware that shit's going to happen. So I like to talk about shit before, you know.
You're the one that makes me feel like we do live in a matrix because you find information that you're tapped into. And then we... regular human beings find out, but you know, you have that little source. I like that.
Yeah,
like that's good.
Yeah, he'll be sending me, I'm like, what? He'll send me, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess I caught up today. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's good.
We call that having the ear to the streets.
That's right. Yes. That's right, exactly. I mean, fucking your time.
Thank
you.
I got my ear to the streets. What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that I don't doubt you, but when you put some stuff up, the first thing that I think, I'm like, but I haven't heard it from anyone else.
Right.
Where did he hear this shit?
Breaking news.
And like 3 hours later, it's trending. And I'm like, Queen, you're I read a book called The Tipping Point.
Okay.
And you're part of that in that sense.
Okay.
Because there's always that person that's ahead, right?
Okay.
And then
everybody
the trigger. But you always need to have someone like you that is ahead. Because it's like anything. It's even like with jokes. Like if you're ahead and you know, oh, yo, this happened. You're there. You already Because that's what happens sometimes. I hate this. I hate when there's a segment of people that try to be funny on social media, but they're always in a rain delay. And so by the time they do it, it's like, dude, that's corny. It's right. already been beaten down.
Right.
But you are like, I don't know how you do it. And I probably, it's probably have to sign an NDA if you tell me, but you're good, man.
But enough of that, yes.
Right. So
it's a platinum point, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
You feel me?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, you know, I just like to keep myself up to date. That's all. Ahead of the curve.
It's a skill.
I got to compete with these other podcasts, you feel me? And OnlyFans.
Social media entertainers and OnlyFans.
Yeah, exactly. You feel me?
Well, speaking of social media, Juan, who in the social media space, which comedians and entertainers do you like? I know there's a lot of like Dominican talent out there.
Right.
Who do you see? Who do you like? Who you fucking with?
You know, So when you think about comedy, you think about it, like I was telling someone the other day, comedy, when you get to a certain point, becomes a mathematical equation. It's all math. Because in a sense, it's like even like when you're developing stuff, you just got to like, you set it up, boom, joke, right? And so someone like Raydell Ortiz, which I was following Raydell, and there was little rumblings, you know, Raydell Ortiz, it was a few years ago. Raydell Ortiz, if he was to put out a script, because a lot of it is improv, right? But if you put out a script of his and you read what he did, it will not be executed the way he does it. It's this cadence. Right. It's the energy. It's just the naturalness of it. And I'm a huge fan of
his. He's committed.
He's committed, but it's like natural. It's like, it's just, there's just a certain nuance of comedy that he has that I enjoy. There's another guy named J.D. Flo, who was the guy that did, not Platano con Salami, but what was the other one? Wata 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 Berry.
Remember? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. He did that with Sabueso.
Yes.
Shout out to Sabueso.
Yes. But he did the unofficial video. He was in high school, and he did the video. There was no video for that. And he did it in high school. And from that point on, now currently he does all the Latin artists. He does the impressions of all the Latin artists. But he's so dedicated. He's so funny. And I don't know, like, there's just a handful of them. But those are the two that really stand out in my mind as individuals. Because, again, Instagram comedy can be oversaturated.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And the demand is hard, especially when you have 100,000, 200,000. You have people that you need to continue to do that. So there's only a certain handful of individuals that have the ability that every time they drop a video, you're like, oh, shit, this shit was funny, you know? So it's so easy, right? We could all decide to do a video every day and we do it.
Yeah.
But to keep yourself fresh, that's a skill there that's really not easy. And I have to give props to Raydell because I sincerely watch the video. I'm like, yo, this dude is he just does it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so.
So looking at videos like this that you see blow up that are literally like 15 to 30 seconds, does that make you second guess whether or not you want to deep dive into a longer scale project?
Oh, no, absolutely. Because for maybe 5 years now, I feel like my mission, in a sense, regardless of how long it takes, is to do the long form sitcom and stuff. And it takes a while. I mean, yes, I've known this dude for 17 years, right?
Yep.
And I believe that that type of comedy has a purpose. Again, there's a lot of individuals that probably don't watch television to laugh. They need the Instagram stuff. But for me, I'm at a point right now that I want to make TV shows that reflect who we are. We was to discuss that because when I grew up, and then even when I started in the industry for a while, there wasn't that. And I think that now there is a time where if we continue to chip away and not give up, we're going to have that opportunity. And I want to be a part of that. But don't get me wrong, because creating content this short form is a drug, right? Because it's like, hi, guys, I'm here. I'm dropping the, you know, knuckles. We had to discuss that, right? We had to talk about that. You know, I know. But
I'm glad you brought it up.
You going to talk about it now?
I mean, you know, it's an amazing, amazing idea that you had, and the way you executed it was, I think, it was funny, perfect. Yeah. It was hilarious. Yeah, I love it. Do you see yourself making more of them where you cannot crop me out of it?
Yeah. You know, it's so funny, Juan.
Leave it.
There was a point in time, and again, like, this happens in short films.
Yes.
This happens in even films. I remember there was a time where it was like, you know, especially in social media, right? Where it's like, yo, wow, check me out on CBS.
Right.
And tomorrow. And people would post it on Facebook, like, yo, check me out. And then the show will come on, they're out. They got cut out.
Right. You know, or they're like in the body bag in Lamar. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're
like,
done. You're done. Oh, and everyone's like, yo, local player, I put a CSI Miami and you told me you were going to be on it and you were not on it. And it's like, no, You got cut.
You got cut, right?
Like Joey from Friends, that one scene, right?
Where he's
like, yo, you gotta see me. Look, I came out. And then he made a watch party for him, right? So everybody could see, Joey on TV.
Yes.
And then he was in the body bag.
Yeah, he was. Yes. He was in the body bag.
He was in
the
body bag
covered
too.
Covered up.
And then he was like, yeah, no, that's me. And everybody was mad disappointed.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit. Listen, that shit happens to me all the time. I got cast as a bartender in the new Sex and the City show.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yes.
Nice.
This is what I said when I got cast. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh. What they did was, and I'm so glad I got receipts. I got videos of me on set. I got videos of me with production. You feel me? I got all like the right contacts from there, selfies and all this shit. And these motherfuckers just showed my elbow in the scene.
Yeah, one little strand of beer here. That's it.
A little strand of beer
in the shadow, elbow,
right? Zoomed in. And then the other extras that were in that scene that were with me that same day that we all waited like 12 hours on set and we all got to know each other. We were all there because we were all in the same scene, so we became real like close with each other. And all their faces got blurred out.
Wow.
And only showed for like a split, like 0.2 seconds. Like they showed no love to the extras and shit. And then when you look at the show, you realize, oh, all the extras are kind of blurred out. They just really just focus predominantly on the ladies' outfits and things like that. Because, you know, the show is modeled around like fashion and them being in Soho and bougie, all this extra extravagant shit that they want to showcase. So unfortunately, we get cut when it comes to the table. And, you know, I got paid. Fuck it.
That day.
I got that on my IMDb now.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah. And that's, I say that full circle because when it came down to editing Knuckles, there was an opening scene that was like, you know, instead of plato, you know, plato y plomo, like in the original series, show and Narcos, I was gonna do that, and it was like, and I had to cut my own self out. Like in the beginning, I was like, yo, it was there, and so cutting you and Preston Lopez, shout out to Preston Lopez.
Oh, wow, heard them.
Yeah. And it was like, but I'm so, I've dealt with it so much. That it's like, I removed myself as like, it's the edit. It's not even the performance. It's just so quick, especially with the parodies and you doing the video stuff. But I do feel bad at times. And again, like for same thing happened with Oscar Rodriguez's film, Jamie Fernandez, he had like two lines in the movie at a block party.
Vampire vs. the Bronx?
Vampire vs. the Bronx.
Oh, wow.
And Jamie was like joked around. He was like, yo, watch, I'm gonna get cut, right? Just the whole thing. Right. And I'm like, nah, yo, that was funny. The lines you said with your, it's gonna happen. And then watch it on Netflix, he got cut out.
Damn.
And it was like,
he was in the movie.
Oh. And he got cut out. And it's just like,
shout out to Mero, though.
Yeah. It was a great, great job in that. But it's a thing that you have to go through it to feel it. Because in the beginning, like that happened to me when I was doing background stuff for SNL, I'm like, yo, I'm definitely in it. I mean, why would you put the camera on there why would you spend 2.5 hours to cut me out? No, it doesn't make any sense. Right. And it's like, it doesn't matter. No.
Yeah.
You know how was it working with Saturday Night Live?
Look, man, I always said the experience of just watching Oz as the director, that was it. And you're playing me? Like, that was it. To be on the camera, that was the extra stuff. Just to watch it, because again, we were talking about parodies and sketches. This guy was doing it every week, doing the A crew of the sketches that you were seeing was him. And to think that, you know, sometimes you do these sketches, like we were doing the Knuckles, we were spending 3-4 days. Dude, SNL was just one day.
Right.
They literally scout it on a Thursday, shoot on a Friday, and literally maybe an hour or two before edit it, right, to have it there. And to have celebrities that come in every week to be on set and have just a limited amount of time and then be just so chill. Like, it's like amongst the chaos of like SNL has to do so fast. He's just and it's like his brain has to be a computer. He's like, all right, if we can't do that shot, all right, we're going to be able to do this shot. Like, we did an award-winning sketch together with Room 28.
Yeah.
Where we did Latino Vortex. And I saw it in action. It was like, the shot list was like this, but then you have to just trim here and there, and it's just seamless. You know, like, it's just a certain way that you could tell. And so for me to see that in creating content, that was more of a gift to watch this guy direct that stuff and experience and all that under so much pressure, under like no sleep, because you're starting like at 5 a.m.
Yeah, I should have started.
You know what I mean? Your 5 a.m. shots are as important as the 10 p.m. shots.
Right.
You still gotta have it. That's the other thing too. It's like, you know, during the experience and when you're shooting short films, whatever, it's like, you start to realize it's like, you're on your third day of being up, you know, 14 hours.
Right.
You still have to have that quality, because when you're in post-production,
right,
you're not gonna be like, nah, you know what it was. that was the third day.
Y'all right. You know,
I
hear that.
I had one slice of pizza, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I had my coffee.
Grade my short film on a curve because, dude, like, right. I barely slept, but if, you know what I mean? Right. So to watch him that. On that, that's why a lot of times there are a certain crop of people that come from SNL and say, yo, that was a boot camp for me. Everything else is easier. You're telling me I had to do a sketch for one day, and then now I'm on a sitcom that takes 5 days to do.
Right, you know what I mean? Right,
Jesus,
right.
Like, I waited more time.
Exactly.
So that was just a great 2-3 years. And then to just be on set and watching Dave Chappelle bringing these characters back for the first time in 10 years and being there and watching that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there were just some dope moments that I was a part of for me as somebody that is a content creator that just lives with me as a lesson and an experience.
Wow. I appreciate everything you shared with us today.
Mm-hmm.
You're so talented.
Thank you.
There's so much more I want to touch on. Not to sound like a Catholic priest, but there's a lot that I wanted to discuss.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm a big fan of the work that you did for your own film.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you things like what drove you to do it? What motivated you? How did you personify yourself even more in an exaggerated fashion and really showcase who you were? You gotta come back on the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We gotta have you back.
We need a part two.
Yeah. Yes. We done lost our key light, you know what I mean?
No, please.
We're on a budget. Everything you see on set was bought off my EBT, so.
You feel me?
Nice.
You feel me? I had to make
how
sure
do you
it's
do that?
How as long as it's not hot, they get you could get it.
Right. As long as it's not hot,
the camera, the lights, yeah. It's right.
Dude,
be cold,
I dropped
though.
The ball. I didn't know that. That was the hack. I could have capitalized more.
Of course, all cold.
Jesus, man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, everyone, excuse me.
Yes.
Well, everyone, I gotta cut that off. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate y'all for sitting in our conversation and
SpaceX.
You feel me?
That's right.
A lot was covered today. Yeah. A lot of important conversations were held.
A lot of very important things
that
were
need
covered.
To be discussed in Congress.
I have only one request.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say it to the camera so that people see. When I come back, can you do a follow up of some of the stuff that we were talking about earlier in the show?
Absolutely.
I feel like we need to button it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I do come back, if we can talk about, like, even the you know, SpaceX mm-hmm. and all of the stuff,
the
I need the cheese and all that.
The cheese bunker.
I feel like there's some stuff.
That is
those are type of things. Those are type of things where it's like, I'm not going to be able to sleep. Mm. You know what I mean? I need to know.
It's true.
Me too. No, it's going to feel like I'm on a film set.
I'm gonna
tie
wake
back
up.
Together. You see that?
I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the night tonight, covered in sweat, thinking about NFTs and SpaceX.
Yes.
It's true.
And space juice.
This is things that's gonna live with me for the rest of my life until you come back on the show.
I think that I have to.
Before we let you go, we gotta have you open up one of these random fortune cookies.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we read our fortunes, yo. Like,
every
guest do it?
Now, these Zemero, you know what I'm saying? They inspire me. They usually have somebody say a quote at the end of their interviews. We have fortune cookies. You feel me?
Yeah,
absolutely. Sponsored by Wonton. Right, shout out to Wonton.
Shout out to Wonton.
A lot of wands.
Yeah,
a lot of wands.
Yeah.
You feel me? I should have done it near the mic.
Yeah,
we got the ASMR, man. Yeah. The ASMR.
Okay.
All right, what does your fortune cookie say?
So, how about another fortune? Oh, I read the wrong side.
Oh, at least you got lottery numbers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, as my mom would say.
New people are entering your life, bringing new concepts. You know, this here, not new people, but this is a new experience, and it brought me new stuff.
Yes.
And 44, 16, and 44.
That's the NFT numbers right there.
Yes.
Wait, so say those numbers one more time because I know the astrologists on Twitter are going to run.
I know.
Yeah.
34, 35, 54, which by the way sounds like a Dominican girl when they go to DR and they get the surgery. Those are the measurements.
Those are the measurements of BBL.
The measurements of
BBL. 23,
16, and 44.
All right. Yolanda Vega vibes. Let's go.
You feel me?
Right?
That's right.
Did she retire?
I thought you were going to ask if she's still alive. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't. That's touchy.
We
got
to get her
still alive.
We got to get her on the show.
We got to get her on the show.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yo, she did a drop for me. She did a whole drop. Yeah. It's your la vega. Yeah, she did the whole lottery voice. And you watching Platino Man. I'm going to play right after this.
Yo.
Yeah. Yo, speaking of drop, I tried to get one today and he left after I
booked. No.
Yeah, after I finished my food. So for context, I was with my mom at a diner earlier today and Jason Alexander was there.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, I'm going to finish my soup and get this fucking drop. And he bounced here. He left. Yo.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Damn. George, yo.
Well, to be continued on this interview, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, everyone tuning in right now, from New York City, Tri-State to worldwide, this has been the Juan Ayala Show.
That's right, baby.
Everyone, Ant-Man, Guamalo!
Yeah!
Yeah! Gang, gang, gang.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, whoa.
I don't know what that means.
Hola, soy Yolanda Vega, and you're watching Platino Man.